Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Spirit of the living God, we give you free course on this morning to have thine own way. God, let your word come out like fire, oh God. Continue to teach us, O God. Give us wisdom, revelation, O God. But most of our understanding of your word. O God, we thank you for just loving us, O God. Just being good to us, O God, even when we are not good to ourselves. Lord, you are a God of grace and of mercy, God, and we just want to say thank you. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Romans, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse? That's the book of Romans, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Bible. And it says, and patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Let me read that again. Romans 5 and 4, the New Living Bible. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is the waiting period. The waiting period. While you're waiting for God to answer your prayers or see a promise fulfilled, there will be plenty of tests. There will be plenty of distractions. When it's taking a long time, it's because what God has for you is going to be better than you thought. It's going to be more rewarding. It's going to be more fulfilling. People of God, don't despise the waiting period. I want you to embrace the waiting period. Allow the waiting period to work some things out of you. Come on here, somebody. God knows what's best for us. Sometimes we are waiting because another person who is involved is not ready yet. Sometimes we want to wait, listen to me good, on the next person or our homie or whoever for to come up with us. People of God, everybody cannot go where God is getting ready to take you. So during your waiting season, you need to embrace your waiting season. You need to hear from God. You need to allow God to do what needs to be done. Are we waiting because God is getting us prepared to handle the weight of the blessing? It's going to be a big blessing. And it's going to require a greater maturity, greater strength of character. We all want everything fast. We've got this microwave generation now. We want everything fast. We don't want to wait on God. We want to go before God. And when we go before God, we mess things up. Listen to me. God knows when the time is right. He knows the right time to intervene. He knows the right time when he can say, yes, you are ready for this. Yes, you are ready for that assignment. Yes, you are ready to go there and deliver the word. Believers of character choose to keep doing the right things on a consistent basis. You see, the pattern is that suffering causes us to trust God on a deeper level. And the more we trust God, the most likely we are to consistently make right choices. We become believers of proven character. Mm-hmm. Perseverance. I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit word on this morning. Perseverance brings about proven character. Romans 5, 4, and 8. That's 8. But the quality of our character is tested in trials, and when we have endured, our character is no longer hypothetical. It is proven. That means you ain't got to wonder whether or not I'm saved. You ain't got to wonder whether or not am I on the right track. You don't have to wonder whether or not if God is with me or not. It is no longer hypothetical. It is proven now. Come on here, somebody. And proven character brings about hope. That's Romans 5, verse 4. The second part of that scripture. Proven character brings about hope. So when we have endured and our character has been tested and shown to be faithful, that helps us to have a strong hope, not simply a wish for something, but an anticipation of what will certainly come. Don't despise the waiting period. Come on here. Do not despise the waiting period, but embrace the waiting period. Finally, we see that Paul adds that hope does not disappoint. And this is from Romans 5 and 5. Our hope does not put us to shame. I don't care what you believe in God for. If it takes you 5 years for it to come, God will not make you ashamed. He will not make you ashamed. Because you are standing on the word of God and you believe in his promises. Now that kind of hope is certain because it relies upon God's power. Uh-huh. His promises and his sacrifice. And this is Romans 5, 6 through 11. And it does not rely on our own merits. We can't do this ourselves. Now, that kind of hope is certain because of what he has accomplished, not because of any work on our part, because Christ died for us, Romans 5 and 8, and we have been justified, and we will be delivered from the future wrath of God, Romans 5 and 9. We were not saved based on our righteousness. Rather, we were reconciled. We were given peace with God, even while we were enemies of God. So, we will be saved by his life, Romans 5:10. If you can save yourself, you would have been saved a long time ago. God looks at your future. He don't remember your past or what you did. And while you are in that waiting period, it's just you and him. That's why I like to be alone with God. Some people say, you don't ever go nowhere. You don't do this. You don't get on the phone. There are seasons where it just has to be just you and God. Because if you have all this talking and you going here, you going there, and you don't even hear God, it's time where you have to just put everything, just shut everything down and allow God to pour into you because you have poured out so much. Oh, come on here, somebody. While each of us will encounter hardship, trial, tribulations, things that will go on in our lives. We see that Paul helps us to recognize that those circumstances are part of God's recipe for our spiritual growth. Oh, come on here, somebody. Here we go again, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. Hope does not disappoint us. We see that James offers a similar exhortation. He said, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James 1, 2 through 4, the New International Version. You see, trials and difficulties are designed to produce in believers an eternal benefit. It is for this reason, hope does not disappoint, that we can and should always rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. So, you have to trust God's timing. If it hasn't happened yet, it hasn't been the right time. But when God is ready, all the forces of darkness cannot hold him back. The key is patient believing when you see that every circumstance that you're trying to fix, every situation that you're trying to handle, it's not going to work. It only comes through when God releases it. Once again, it's with God's timing. So when you trust God and believe him and stop trying to figure everything out, when you honestly do that, God says you will receive all that he promised. Not some of it, not most of it, but the fullness of the blessing, the fullness of your healing. You will receive your breakthrough. You will receive your healing. You will receive spiritual growth. You receive the promises that God has promised you. You will receive that in abundance. But you got to go through the process of the waiting period. Because during the waiting period, he is getting you prepared to receive that which he is getting ready to release to you. Because if he releases it to you right now, you're not ready for it. Come on here now. You're not ready to receive it. Because my God to thee, you will get the big head. And you will think, hey, I did it myself. In all essence, you ain't did nothing. Because it came from God. So allow God to do what he need to do in you in the waiting period. Let us pray. Father, thank you that your power to strengthen us in times of difficulty is greater than the greatest force that can ever come against us. Thank you, oh God, that we can patiently believe through the waiting periods. Father God, we believe that we are more than conquerors and will overcome this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Save the date and mark your calendar. The Hidden Lover Fast Screenplay Performance will be June 14th at the Zion Hill Church Family, 31200 Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Starts at 5 p.m., doors open at 4. Ticket sales will begin April the 7th on eventbrite.com, or you can contact me. All proceeds go to the Zion Hill Youth Center. We are in the process of building a brand new youth center just for our youth, not only for Zion Hill youth, but all the youth in the community. It is pastor's vision that it will be made on Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you can come in, you can play games, video games. It's going to be great. This is going to be a great community event. So come on out and be blessed. June the 14th, 2025 at the Zion Hill Church Family, 31200 Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. When you're down to nothing, you can rest assured God is up to something. Y'all be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee.